In California's Central Valley, the race is on to save thousands of young birds not quite ready to fledge and in imminent danger of being wiped out. This bird is found almost exclusively in California and in great need of protection. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we focus our attentions to the tri-colored blackbird. This is Bay Birds. Male and female tricolored blackbirds are very similar in size and coloration to the more widespread red-winged blackbird. Males have that glossy black body, and the females are primarily brown with dark gray and brown streaks. Tricolored blackbird males are distinguished, however, by the bright white bar below their red shoulder patch, and females tend to have darker brown bellies than the female red-winged blackbird. In the 19th century, tricolored blackbird flocks were described as so numerous as to darken the sky. They numbered in the millions. They were and are also noted for being North America's most colonial land bird, with breeding colonies that may hold over 50,000 individual birds. Often these large colonies settle together within a single 10-acre field or wetland to raise their young, and this is why they are now in trouble. Tricolored blackbird populations have declined significantly since the 19th century. They've gone from several million to slightly less than 400,000 today. Over just the last 70 years, the tricolored blackbird population has decreased by more than 80%. In California, it is considered a species of conservation concern, which basically means it is on the radar of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, but not protected under the Endangered Species Act. It is protected under the Federal Migratory Bird Act, though, and in 2006, the World Conservation Union listed it as endangered, although they are not a regulatory agency and can only urge protective measures be taken. So what's the problem? Well, like many other birds in decline, the answer is habitat loss. Specifically, the loss of marsh and nearby feeding habitats along the coast and in Southern California and the Central Valley. With the loss of native habitat, tricolored blackbirds have become dependent on the broad, open, and tall grassed agricultural lands. The majority of those large colonies I mentioned earlier nest in grain fields. This poses a real conservation problem because farmers usually need to harvest their crops before the young have left the nest. Harvesting destroys tricolored blackbird nests and young and can wipe out a huge number of the season's young. This is where Audubon California has stepped in. Audubon California is working closely with farmers, agricultural associations, governmental agencies, and environmental organizations as part of a collaborative tricolored blackbird working group that's focused on coming up with a cooperative approach to protecting tricolored blackbirds across California. Their goal is to stop the population decline and almost double the current population over the next 20 years. While the working group focuses on the long term, Audubon California staff are working to protect the species now, and this means protecting the survival of those young in the fields. Each year, Audubon California's science team tracks these threatened nests and young and pays farmers to delay harvesting until the young birds can fly away. This year, Audubon is negotiating agreements with farmers in Kern, Tulare, and Fresno counties to protect large tricolor blackbird colonies. Want to help out? Our savvy staff did the math, and it basically works out to about $1 to protect one bird. We're hoping to save hundreds of thousands of young birds and ultimately protect this beautiful but beleaguered California species. If you'd like more information on the tricolored blackbird and how you can help protect this species, visit Audubon California's blog at audublog.org or audublog.org. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds. a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.